We are here at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. Look who's in the studio lounge, yeah. Mr. Brett Weeks. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Thanks, Mike.
Good, good. There's a couple of changes in your professional life recently.
Recently.
You want to divulge?
an additional label.
Yeah, additional label. We'll take
Prodigy,
that.
And still very connected with EDOC and their success. But now we have Prodigy in the mix and really enjoying the transition.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's a good move for you. Yeah. And I'm sure you're going to knock it out of the park with those folks as well.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here.
Okay.
Execution. All about execution, and I'm all about a plan is nothing without execution. We can plan till we're blue in the face, but if you're not going to execute on it, what's the use?
Right.
So tell me about your philosophy about executing, especially in today's day and age with technology moving so fast. You got to execute, or else you're going to be left behind. You're going to be a blockbuster, unfortunately. So give me your philosophy on that.
I think execution to me means building trust and garnering goodwill from the market, and I think that those things happen as you do the right things for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Execution is tactical in nature, but it's also strategic in its purpose. Mm-hmm. So, Prodigy, our focus is to do the things that we wish to do very, very well, understand why we're here, where we play, and then be very good at the execution arm, especially in data processing. It's key.
There's
it's
a
core.
Lot there.
It's a reason it's core.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot there.
Yeah.
There's a lot there. And so dealing with credit unions these days, because credit unions are, some of them are behind the eight ball, especially when it comes to their digital transformation, and which is at the core, shall we say, pardon the pun. But so how are you addressing that when credit unions come to you guys, hey, we need to move on this now type of stuff. So how do you address that type of stuff?
Well, in our environment with the open architecture of the system, it allows us to be very nimble and to execute on new requirements with the business, new technologies that come, and be able to take those into the market, be able to take them into credit unions, apply them, I call it the applied science, apply them into their specific areas of emphasis or where the benefit is, to create for them an execution that's going to make them sustainable.
Right.
You know, so I see it as a two-way street. As technology changes, and it's going to continue to change and evolve. I mean, today, as we're here at GAC, we're hearing a lot about intelligence, data analytics, and how do you apply those? And I think as we look at the industry and say, how are we going to be sustainable? The ability to execute on business strategies is a key element to this. And back to this concept of execution, technology, operations, delivery, being able to align all of those things in a process that actually delivers to the member is, from our standpoint, is all part of that execution and being able to adapt as the market changes.
Right, right. And it's vital, I would think, for a credit union to be able to execute quickly today, because we have, you know, the Amazons to relate to, the Ubers, the Airbnb, that whole experience. And so now financial institutions, credit unions in this case, have to live up to that level. So
they do, and we have to have the ability to be nimble in that process. And I think from as a technology provider, specifically, with the nimbleness of the system, the open architecture of the system, it allows us the capability to be nimble, to adapt and change, and to respond to the execution requirements of the credit unions as that evolution occurs. Yeah. So
the significance of this, I know this is an obvious question, but I just want to get your take. The significance of this nimbleness, the significance of this being able to change and then to execute on this change at a rapid rate, the significance of this for credit unions these days.
I think it's how they become relevant in the future. I mean, I think it's central to that requirement. There's a lot of challenge with bringing the baggage of the past and the mindset of saying, I did this yesterday, now I just want to change what I did yesterday and change the visual of it. Instead of saying, no, the requirement for the future isn't about what we did yesterday, it's about what we must do tomorrow.
Right, right.
And that adaptability and that nimbleness in its architecture is really central to it. I think it's very difficult to carry forward legacy baggage into the future and always stay competitive in that. I think you'll continue to see leapfrogs in that process, but it'll become more and more difficult continue to see consolidation both in vendor as well as credit union until we figure that out.
Yeah, I was just talking to Saba Samaha from Samaha Associates about the vendor. We're constantly talking about the credit union consolidation. Now we're talking about vendor consolidation as well, and we're seeing that more
and
more.
Which is a big problem, I think, for the industry.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that nimbleness is central to that, as vendors have to make changes. If you're not nimble, you're probably going to be acquired or fall out of the industry, you know, as part of that.
Indeed. All right. Well, I'll let you off the hot seat here,
okay.
Brett. Thanks again for
Great.
The time.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
It.
Enjoy it.
Keep up the good work.
Good
and congrats
luck.
Again on your new
Thanks.
Position.